here's a story from The World.
Celebrations after midnight last night in Bolivia's capital, La Paz, when exit polls there showed the country's Socialist Party far ahead in the presidential election. The votes still have to be confirmed, but centrist candidate Carlos Mesa conceded to Socialist candidate Luis Arce.
Conocer que ha habido un triunfador en esta elección y establecer nuestra lógica.
Joining me to discuss the news is Carwell Bjork James, a cultural anthropologist and Bolivia expert at Vanderbilt University. The party that seems to have won this election is the Movement Towards Socialism. They lost power last year, but have been able to regain it this year. How did that happen?
In the 2019 election, you had a somewhat closer margin of victory in the official results, as well as in the rapid count. And those two things set off 3 weeks of protest. Eventually, those protests accumulated into calls for Morales to resign, which he did under pressure of a police mutiny and advice from the military high command. So it was a constellation of forces that pushed Evo Morales out of power in early November 2019 that swept in President Jeanine Añez to be interim president of Bolivia for what we assumed then would be 90 days, but now has become 11 and a half months.
So this election this weekend was actually a do-over from last year's election. What does it say to you, Carwell, that this party, the Movement Towards Socialism, was able to regain power without Evo Morales, its former leader?
The Morales party is actually the party of its grassroots base. They were able to perform better in 2020 under the leadership of Luis Arce, the finance minister, who's kind of the face of the socialist-leaning economic development program of the Movement Towards Socialism. And I think these elections point to the deep and broad support for the Movement Towards Socialism. Winning by 20% shows that many people who had defected from voting for the party have returned to the party and returned to it very dramatically.
Jeanine Añez Chávez, you mentioned, the interim president, was also running for president. She is U.S.-backed. She's right-wing. What has the last year under her presidency been like?
That year had a very painful beginning when protesters opposed to Morales's ouster were in the streets across the country, and they were confronted with military force at Añez's orders. At least 25 people were killed by security forces during those initial 2 weeks. You continue to see a lot of military deployments in January when she announced her run for the presidency that came on the heels of, 70,000 troops being deployed into Bolivian cities in a kind of show of force against potential protests. That was a big stake in militarization and kind of an authoritarian turn. And yet that does not seem to have swayed the Bolivian public.
Got to remember that Luis Arce is the former finance minister under Evo Morales. How much has the Socialist Party changed under Luis Arce's campaign? And what's socialism going to look like now in Bolivia?
I think that there are some challenges for socialism going forward, both in terms of fiscal crisis that is going to accompany the world's economic crisis, as well as excavating from a pandemic that has hit Bolivia really hard. Arce is proposing a payment freeze to be agreed with creditors and also a wealth tax for the first time. So we may see economic restructuring towards socialism in some ways, but it really depends on the balance of power between the Arce government and its international creditors, how much room it's going to have to continue to advance the nationalization of major industries and the provision of a generous welfare state.
Carwell Bjork James at Vanderbilt University. He's an expert on social movements in Bolivia. Thank you very much for being with us, Carwell.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.